preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness from all across the globe. This is Animal Radio Network.
Wow.
What?
Really? Is she going to be on the show today?
Yeah. Can you believe it?
Swoozy Kurtz. She's won a couple of Tonys, hasn't she?
She has. She's been on a lot of different shows and movies. She's one of my favorite actresses.
We just saw her in a movie the other night. I forgot what movie. I'll have to ask around and find out what that was. Also today, as we head into another hurricane season, what we learned from Katrina, how things have changed some of the laws, and we'll see where Katrina's animals are today. And also, your phone calls. 1-866-405-8405. Hi, who's this?
This is Peggy Fleck calling.
Hi, Peggy. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Where are you calling from?
Reading, Pennsylvania.
Oh, listening on, is it WEEU?
Yes, that's correct.
What can we do for you, Peggy?
Well, I had a question. I have a cat named Sasha.
Uh-huh.
She is now 11 years old. We had gotten her along with a male cat when they were kittens from the Humane Society.
Uh-huh.
And about, I guess it's 4 years ago now, unexpectedly our male cat died.
Mm.
And no clue why, just fell over. I mean, called the vet right away and they said that they felt maybe it was a blood clot or something.
Oh, no.
So, yes, it was very traumatic for me.
How did Sasha take it?
Well, when I found Tommy, she was just sitting there looking. I think, you know, I was almost hysterical, and I think she was maybe in shock, too. I don't know. She just kept looking, and my husband and I don't have children, so our cats were our children.
Of course.
And to lose Tommy was very traumatic for us. He was a very unusual cat, a very loving cat. You would pick him up, he would actually put his paws around your neck and hug you and rub against your chin. Of course, you know, given the time, it's amazing how much it still affects my husband.
Oh, sure.
But we had, at the time, decided not to get another cat. We both are teachers, and so we're not around during the day. And it just so happened the following summer, we weren't going to be around that much. We were going on a large trip, and we didn't want to bring a new cat in at the time. Plus, I think part of it was we didn't know how Sasha would handle it.
Well, it sounds like you're leaning towards possibly adding another family member.
I guess my thought was, you know, I still at times wonder, gee, is she lonely during the days? And like, just like tonight, I didn't even get home till, well, I'm here on the East Coast till 10 o'clock.
How did she interact with Tommy? Was she very playful with Tommy?
Yes, I think Tommy's what kept her thin, because he would chase her sometimes. They seemed to get along very well. She would groom him.
How do you think Sasha would react with another family member? Do you think it would be... I mean, usually you can probably know better than I would.
Yeah, you know, people say that cats are very good at being independent and being alone, but
right.
I still believe that they like the company of another cat.
Definitely. Prior to getting the two, we had a single cat.
Uh-huh.
And the difference in these two, how sociable they were to people, was amazing.
Yeah, and I'd say if she has been with a cat before, she's more than likely going to accept another cat. And normally, a kitten is a smaller adjustment for your older cat, but since your cat is 11 years old...
Yeah, in this particular case...
I think that if you do decide to bring a new family member in, I would bring in an older cat, not a young kitten. I mean, I'd say, you know, at least 2 or 3 years old, one that's already kind of calmed down. You want to bring in the opposite sex.
I would definitely suggest a female, although you'll hear people disagree with that, and we've proven that wrong here at the studios.
You have a female?
Yes.
Okay, I would say...
Do a female.
No, bring a male. You want to bring in the opposite sex, because the opposite sex get along. They're more territorial if they're the same sex.
Okay.
If you bring in the opposite sex, one of them will decide who's alpha, be it the new one or be it your older cat.
Yeah.
If you do bring in a new cat, have a room where you can place the new cat separate.
And that's the most important thing.
Yes.
Right.
Some people have tried throwing them together in the same room and have actually gotten lucky. They have got along. But I would say slow adjustments.
Very slow.
And also select a cat that has been around other cats before. That's another good place to start. You know, if you do go to a shelter, find out the situation. If the cat has lived with other cats, again, there's a better chance that they will get along. But when you do bring a new cat home, you want to give them everything they need, a scratching post, their food bowls, a litter. Keep them in a room.
Remember, two litters now. Mm-hmm. If you have two cats.
Two of everything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had two when we had both, and as it ended up, I kept both litter boxes, and all she uses one for number one and one for number two.
When the new cat is in the room, you can take a towel or a blanket and rub it against the new cat, and then take a different towel and rub it against your cat, and then place them with each other. So take the towel that you rubbed against your cat, place it in the room with your new cat, take the towel from your new cat, bring it out where your old cat is, and that way they can sniff it and get used to each other. What you can also do is bring the new cat out into the main area, but put your old cat in that room. And then close the door, and that way your new cat will come out, will be able to smell him, and your old cat can go in the room and smell your new cat. And you can do this for about a day or two, and then you might want to try, you know, they might do the underneath the door thing. You might want to sit and play with them, get a toy that can go underneath the door and sit on one side of the room and play with both of them. And when you do bring them out, of course, always supervise them for the initial reaction. You may get some hissing, and, you know, they may not automatically hit it off, but it's nothing to be afraid of. And then just put them back in the room again and do it again the next day. And it takes a slow adjustment. But the main things I would do is get an older cat, not a kitten, and get a cat that has been around other cats. It takes time. Sometimes they will get along right away the first day. Sometimes it can take a couple weeks.
No. And remember, of course, to have the cat, before you bring them home from the shelter, tested for any diseases so that you don't introduce anything at home.
Right, exactly.
And most shelters, you know, if things aren't working out after a month, they'll allow you to bring the animal back. Obviously, there may be a little trouble, a little rift at first, but it should go away in time. And I think that they love company, and you know that, and that's why you're calling.
Both of them, you know, company comes, they would come and check them out.
Oh, yeah.
Let them rub them and everything.
That's a good sign there.
Yeah.
Well, we thank you for calling. I'll send you something for Sasha.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate all your insight and advice here. And
well, thanks for listening to Animal Radio.
I do appreciate it.
1-866-405-8405. We love to hear from you. If you want to email us, you can do that at yourvoice@animalradio.com. Animal Radio is brought to you by DinoVite. Does your dog still shed, itch, scratch, or stink? Sounds like me. Instead of creams, lotions, shots, or steroids, get DinoVite. DinoVite delivers the enzymes, nutrients, and probiotics. Usually those are cooked out of all commercial dog foods. Gotta have those so your beloved pooch can heal naturally. Visit their website at www.dinovite.com. That's spelled DINOVITE.com. Swoozy Kurtz will be up in just a few minutes. But first, line three, Michael Makarian joining us. No stranger to Animal Radio, Executive Vice President for External Affairs at the Humane Society of the United States. Today, we're sort of taking a peek back at, last hurricane season. Katrina pretty much did us all in. And we're starting a new hurricane season now, wondering what kind of legislation has transpired or is in the works to make sure that our pets go with us just in case there's a disaster.
Well, thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate being with you guys. And, you know, we saw, as you said, Hal, that this was just such a major disaster last year, not only for people, but also for animals. And we all saw the TV footage of animals who were left in the streets. They were trapped inside homes. They were on tops of buildings because of flooding. And people were simply not allowed to take their animals with them when they were evacuating. And our government agencies that were responding just did not have a plan for how to deal with people and pets. And many people chose to stay behind because they would not leave their animals. We share this bond with our pets. They are part of our families. And many people said, no thanks. I'm not getting on that boat. I'm not getting on that bus without my dog or my cat.
Understandable.
And people actually died because of this failure on the part of the responding agencies to really deal with this issue. So luckily, we have federal legislation that's in Congress right now. It's the PETS Act. The PETS stands for the Pet pets' evacuation and transportation standards.
Got a quick question. Right after the hurricanes, our friend Tom Lantos came on, said he was working on this. Is this what he's been doing?
Yes.
Okay.
Congressman Tom Lantos and Chris Shays have introduced the bill in the House, and it has now passed the Transportation Committee in the House, and it could pass the full House of Representatives any time now. And there's been a similar bill introduced in the Senate by Senator Ted Stevens of Alaska and Frank Lautenberg of New Jersey. And the Senate bill actually goes a bit further than the House bill. It would actually provide funding for communities to upgrade their animal shelters, their emergency rescue centers, to provide for temporary relief in times of disasters. But we're hoping that this legislation gets through. Hurricane season is only a few weeks away,
yes.
and Congress needs to get this done.
Absolutely. Okay, so how can we help? Is there anything we can do by showing any kind of support?
Well, your listeners can visit our website. We have a special page specifically for this issue. It's hsus.org/petsact. hsus.org/petsact. And they can take action directly on that page. They can contact their members of Congress and ask them to support this legislation before hurricane season. We need to get the job done in Congress. We need to make sure that no pet is left behind if there's another disaster.
Okay, so the website one more time, Michael.
It's hsus.org/petsact. And directly on that page, you can take action. You can send an email directly to your members of Congress asking them to pass this very important legislation.
Michael Markarian, Executive VP External Affairs at the HSUS. Always welcome on Animal Radio. Thank you so much for everything you guys do.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Swoozy Kurtz, right around the corner.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Hair just started falling off.
He had the bloody hot spot. A really, really bad shedding problem.
She stunk. She had bad breath.
I spent over $2,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays, and nothing would help.
I looked online for excessive shedding.
Breeders linked to Dynavite.
www.dynavite.com.
I put in stinky dog and Dynavite came up. There are probiotics in there, flax oil, omega-3s.
Each ingredient is listed and the beneficial effects.
Within a week, he quit scratching.
In about 4 days, Ike started smelling better, and my husband and I were really astonished.
I can't say enough goodness about this product.
Dynavite completely stopped the shedding.
His ears started clearing up immediately.
Dinovite.
She just looks that bowl squeaky clean. She loves Dynavite.
Dynavite, Dinovite.
Dinovite.com.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness from all across the globe. This is Animal Radio Network.
Animal Radio is brought to you by BioSpot, premium flea and tick control products for dogs and cats. One application keeps pets free of fleas and ticks for up to 4 weeks. BioSpot's available at your local pet store or visit www.biospot.com. Dr. Mark Goldstein.
Hello, Mr. Hal Abrams. How are you today?
Very good. Thank you very much. Calling you in San Diego, the San Diego Humane Society, where you are the head cheese there, the head dog, let's say that.
Well, but I also know who's in charge, and that's all the rest of the staff, but yes.
You just received a bunch of puppies from the Love Train, Mississippi's Love Train. Tell the listeners what the Love Train is.
Well, what it's about is working with the folks in Gulfport, Mississippi. That's the Humane Society of South Mississippi. They're one of the many organizations and obviously the people and animals that go with them that were just tragically affected by Katrina last fall. And as much as we might think, well, that was last year, how come they're still having a problem? This is going to go on for years because in this case, what's happened is, the number of families that are able to adopt animals and give them love and respect and bring them into a nice safe harbor has decreased. They're really now trying to get their own lives in order, rebuild their homes, rebuild their houses. Some of them have moved, and yet the animal population is the same size and unfortunately in some sense growing due to the lack of some spay and neuter procedures. So there's a lot of wonderful animals here that needed homes. We have a great relationship now with the South Mississippi Humane Society, and they had a need, we had a space, and that's how we landed up with 55 wonderful puppies and 6 adult dogs.
When did they get there?
They came on May 12th on Friday.
Okay.
We basically gave them the weekend to sort of settle down and
sure.
get used to being in Southern California, which is an adaptation for people and animals both.
Uh-huh. For those of you that don't know, San Diego is probably one of the worst places you'd ever want to live ever, just because it's that horrible warm climate
on the beach,
on the ocean.
Yeah.
That ocean air. It's well, you know, I need I say more.
You sound like one of the millions of people that are jealous of where we are. We get great selfish benefit out of sharing it with people like Mississippi, because we got to, you know, see 55 new puppies come into our community. On Monday, they were all vaccinated and microchipped and given health checks. And over the next couple of weeks now, we will go through the process of spaying and neutering them all. They will have behavioral assessments done so that we get an idea of their personalities. And we look forward to them then going into some great families here in our community.
We're going to see any pictures of these animals there at the sdhumane.org?
Yep. If people will go on www.sdhumane.org, we'll start having pictures up on our website. You know, for everyone listening, whether it's in our own community of San Diego, or I know your station wonderfully reaches out to our whole country, you know, it takes a couple of weeks. We want to make sure that they're healthy, that their needs are taken care of, so they won't be ready for adoption until the first week of June or so. And we happen to have a great weekend coming up called the Adopt-a-thon on June 9th through the 11th, where we really encourage people to come over. We have a big fair going on. With our behavior and training people to answer questions, our veterinary staff to answer questions, and if all that doesn't get their interest, we even have Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
That sounds good.
Okay, you got mine.
Of course, the website one more time is sdhumane.org. Remember everything you've heard on the show today at animalradio.com. Doctor, thank you.
And we want to thank you for all the work that you do on behalf of animal welfare. Really appreciate the effort that you all make.
I said enough! Hey gang, this is the Money Man, Eddie Money. Make sure you spay to your pets and keep the dial right here to Animal Radio. It's the greatest station in the world.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
Hi, Susie.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I never thought I'd talk to you.
I know we're all giddy here in the studio.
Two-time Tony Award-winning stage actress, a flair for the eccentric characters, bright, unconventionally attractive. You're hot, I'll tell you that.
Who are you talking about?
Susie Kurtz joining us.
Swoozy.
Well, that's what I wanted to say is you have an animal background from the beginning, because where did you get the name Swoozy?
Well, you know, that's true. I do. I never thought of that. Well, my dad was the most decorated Air Force pilot of World War II, and he flew the plane that he was flying was a B-17. And it was called the Swoos because it was named after this song that said, half swan, half goose, Alexander is a swoos. So I'm kind of a hybrid. I'm very in right now. I'm a hybrid.
Yes.
Have you ever thought about changing your name?
You know, when I was first going into the show business, as we call it, a couple of agents that I met with, they said, you know, you're going to have to change your name. So at one point I thought about Tiffany, and then I quickly came to my senses.
Of course.
Oh, my God. I mean, you know, it's actually great now. I hated it when I was little. I wanted to be Mary or Jane or anything but Swoosy. But now, it's wonderful.
Did people make fun of you? Did the kids make fun of you and your name?
Yeah, they did, because, you know, my dad being in the Air Force, we moved around a lot. I went to a lot of schools, so it was always very difficult. And the teacher, you know, and the kids always wanted to say Swoosy, and they thought that I just had a speech impediment or something.
Well, it does sound like Swoosy. When you hear someone say it, you think, okay, they said Swoosy. But, of course, a different name for a different, very different person who is very involved with the animals.
Like most people, animals move me to deeply, on a very deep level. I mean, I sometimes think that the animals are really superior to us. I sort of believe that.
I know that.
Good. Thank you. Okay. You've confirmed it for me. And I got involved with this organization called Farm Sanctuary, which is just an amazing organization. And it's very exciting. They're having their 20th anniversary this Saturday night. They're having their gala in New York City. and they asked me to be a part of it. And it's just an amazing organization. Mary Tyler Moore is involved, and Daryl Hannah, and Heather Mills McCartney, you know, Paul McCartney's wife, and
sure.
A lot of wonderful people are working for them. I'm just here sort of as a guest of theirs, and I'm so happy to have a chance to talk about what they do. I'm not an expert, but I can just tell you that their achievements over these 20 years have been amazing, in that they've had the first laws passed in the U.S. to ban cruel factory farming practices, and they've just generally opened the hearts and minds of Americans to the plight of farm animals, you know, because we tend to think of, oh, cats and dogs, you know, my little
right.
dog, and they're sweet, and they experience pain and hurt feelings, and, oh, she's tired today. Well, you know, the same, all of these things apply to farm animals.
Mm-hmm.
And we just don't think about it. And they're you know, what we, I love this term, sentient beings. It's sort of a new word for me, sentient beings, meaning that they have feelings like mm-hmm. cats and dogs and all animals, and that they deserve to be treated humanely. And the factory farm setup in this country is really appalling. It's so abusive and so inhumane, and, you know, that hens are kept in these tiny little cages, and chicks and cows and the whole veal thing. I mean, it's just appalling, and I think that you know, people do it not out of cruelty. I would like to say I think they do it out of economics. You know, it all comes down to economics. We got to get those, 10,000 eggs out today.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's the market demand. You know, the farm sanctuary was, you know, they started out by visiting farms and stockyards and slaughterhouses to document conditions. You know, they would just find animals left for dead and stacked up. And this thing called downed animals, where an animal is too sick or injured to walk, mm-hmm. you know, they will sell these animals for human consumption.
Mm.
So on many levels, environmentally and for our health and everything else, it's just a situation that I think once people become educated about, they will be moved by it and act accordingly.
And the education coming from the farm sanctuary, of course, costs money. And there's
right.
ways that they make their money. And you've heard about it in the last few months. We've had several celebs on. Loretta Swit just came on a few weeks ago
mm-hmm.
to tell us about this. This gala event is one of the prime events. If you're listening on one of the New York area stations, you want to be. It's at Cipriani's Wall Street, which is. Have you ever been there?
You know, I've been to the other Cipriani, but I can't wait because it's one of my favorite places. The uptown one, you know, and I've actually been to the one in Italy, so I love it.
And they're putting together a 3-course vegan dinner,
right?
Which is not like the bland food that
yeah.
you would think that it's. I got to tell you, vegan food's kind of got a bum rap,
right? It does. It does. Yeah.
Can be very creative, very colorful, very tasty.
Oh, and, God, yes.
And they're going to do that with a 3-course gourmet vegan dinner, an auction that's happening, and of course you'll be there,
right.
along with a bunch of other celebs. This Saturday.
Which is my parents' anniversary.
Do you have any cats or dogs at home?
Well, you know, moving around as I did as a kid, we could never have a dog or cat because we moved off. It was too complicated. So as an adult, suddenly I find myself in a sort of what do they call those serial killers? Well, I'm a sort of serial pet person. I seem that one after the other lands on my lawn or in my backyard or I see on the sidewalk. It's first there was this little dog when I was in L.A. doing a series was on my front lawn one day. And there she was, and I thought, well, where did this come from? I looked for a tag, and I
uh-huh.
looked in the ads to see if anybody lost. And I kept her, and I remember somebody saying to me, now, don't get too attached to her, because she may only be here overnight. So I called her overnight, and she was with me for 4.5 wonderful years. She was just this little old dog who, when I would take her around the block, you know, she would have to sniff every blade of grass. So a walk around the block involved about, you know, a couple hours. And then I have Myra now. Well, then before that I had Rose, the cat. Rose came down to me from the guy on the block, two houses above me, and just wanted to live with me.
Just visiting one day, decided to live with you.
That's it. And now I have Myra, whom I rescued from the intersection. If any of you know Los Angeles, this is scary. The intersection of Ventura Boulevard and Laurel Canyon one night, it was still light out, and I saw what I thought to be this little black plastic bag blowing in the wind. And suddenly I went, oh my God, it's alive. It was a tiny black cat, and Myra has now just celebrated her fifth birthday.
Oh,
wow.
That's great.
Yeah, and then Maury is the outside cat. Maury comes visiting. I don't know where he lives. I think he's a stray cat. And by the way, I think people should, I don't know. I think people should do something about cats. You know, they are they wander and they're nobody takes care of them. It's getting like Italy.
Sure.
All these stray cats, and so we feed Maury. I feed Maury all the time, and then Myrna comes over from across the street.
Now, does Maury live with you?
No, Maury's outside. He thinks he lives with us.
Okay,
but he's not coming in because Myra is inside, and you know, violence might ensue.
Yes,
so. But
Myra lives with you. Okay.
Yes, definitely. She's got the life.
Yes.
So we're just getting out around the cat neighborhood that your house is a place to visit.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I think we got 4 stars in the book. And that we have a really good referral. That's why they all come to us.
Sure.
Well, House of Suckers, we're called.
Well, they know the animal lovers. They can identify the animal lovers immediately.
You know, they really can't. They're so smart. Oh, God,
was your dad an animal lover? Were you taught to be an animal lover from your parents?
Oh, yes. My dad was one of those people that dogs just were magnetized to. You know, those people? Mm-hmm. They just would come up and you know, he was kind of a... He didn't have real parents and stuff. And he always, as a kid, he wanted a dog, and he never had one. And I remember one Christmas Eve, it was so amazing, in Omaha when we were visiting my grandparents, there was this sick calf out at some farm, and he went and he nursed this sick calf on Christmas Eve in like this manger. I mean, it was a stable, but we made it into kind of this Christmas Eve manger story. It was amazing.
Oh, wonderful. Now, I noticed the animals that you have now are cats. Are you a cat person or a dog person?
Well, you know what I really want? My fantasy is to have, like, 2 or 3 gigantic dogs.
Uh-huh.
You know, the kind that just glump around and they're huge. I'm not in a place right now in my life where I can make sure that I'm always going to be in that place to walk them, and I don't have people to depend on right now because of my crazy actress life. I'm sometimes in New York, I'm sometimes in L.A., uh-huh. I'm sometimes on location, so I can't, you know, I don't want to take on that responsibility until I know that I can really fulfill it. But that's what I would love. I'm looking for a little tiny dog, a toy dog.
Something you can put in the purse.
With me in my purse.
And take wherever you go.
Exactly. I can put it in the trailer if I'm doing a film or something, or television. I can put it in my trailer and bring it to the set and, you know, little tiny sweet thing, or take it on an airplane.
Uh-huh.
Well, which brings me to this. Are you doing anything now? Should we be looking for anything?
Well, you know, I'm on this series called Huff, which is on Showtime, which is an amazing show. It just finished its second season. And, it's just a brilliant show. I'm not on it that much. I'm just a guest star, but I love it so much. And then I did a television pilot for CBS, which is actually a moot point at this point because we just found out the other day it's not picked up. But CBS has so many hits.
This is the second celebrity that we've had on this year that's basically said CBS has no taste.
Yes.
I'm not saying that. No, I'm not. See, I love CBS because they're not all of their shows for 11-year-olds.
Yes.
No, and I get really
the
tired
upper
of
demographic.
That.
Well, they should have picked it up, darn it.
Well, it's fine. It was a wonderful experience, and it was. I worked with the people, Phil Rosenthal, and the people who did Everybody Loves Raymond. So it was a wonderful group, and I had a great time. And that's all you can control, you know.
Well, Huff is great. Another reason to sign up for Showtime.
Definitely.
Any new movies coming out?
Mm-mm.
You get time to relax.
Well, you know, it's so great because I just come to New York where I haven't been in a while, and I'm really sort of feel this is my home. But I'm catching up with all the wonderful theater here and all my buddies who are in plays and everything. So,
Susie Kurtz joining us. Thank you so much for spending time with us on Animal Radio.
Well, thank you guys so much, and thank you for what you're doing. It's wonderful.
By all means, and check out the Farm Sanctuary 20th Anniversary Gala this weekend in New York City if you happen to be there. Cipriani's Wall Street, and of course, the website, whether you can be there or not, is farmsanctuary.org.
Swoozie, hold on 1 second, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, we got to go for this hour. Remember, there's lots more at animalradio.com. And if you get a pet this week,
spay or neuter.
And if you get a spay or neuter, or like Eddie Money says, spader.
Spader.
Spader your pet, please. Something like that. You figure it out, okay?
If you get a cat, don't declaw.
We'll see you next week for more Animal Radio right here on Animal Radio Network. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.